Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, wainihau, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee karup, guten tag, half a day, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan, peace, how, go vegan, from the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical kill vivisection prison, killitary industrial corporation in the one-party post-constitutional bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And yeah, I remember 8 years ago, people were saying to me, don't call the show Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Whatever you do, it's too radical. Don't use the word vegan. Call it Go Veggie or Go Veg with Bob Linden. And just a few days ago, somebody said, Go Vegan, Go Vegan. Ah, not mainstream enough. What's wrong with you? And may I point out today that this very day, Oprah is vegan. Yes, Oprah is vegan. Oprah is vegan. Can you believe that? Well, maybe I should change the name of this program, come to think of it. Maybe it should be Go Vegan Like Oprah with Bob Linden. I kind of like the sound of that. I can cash in, you know, get the big name sizzle, you know, without the steak. It's Go Vegan Like Oprah with Bob Linden. I kind of like the sound of that, huh? I myself was never afraid of the word vegan, having seen Jack the Ripper in a Box, Jack in the Box commercials on TV. Remember those with the football game, the L.A. Vegans? Yeah, it was the L.A. Vegans versus the Jack in the Box carnivores. And yes, indeed, the carnivores did win the football game, but if you watch the commercial closely, they did it by cheating. And I do remember that there was a Burger King billboard that said, just when you were thinking about going vegan, and then it showed you some repulsive, you know, flesh sandwich there that was supposed to deter you from going vegan. But right now, sorry, Oprah is vegan. That's right. At least for a 21-day detox period. But, you know, once you go vegan, you can never go back. I'm Bob Linden, vegan for 24 years, longer than Oprah, 24 years more than Oprah, but she's catching up fast, right? And this radio program is the first commercial vegan program in Media, the first network vegan radio program on air for, well, 7 years and 4 months before Oprah went vegan. I wonder if she was listening in Chicago, huh? Maybe going up and down the dial and caught this show. What do you think? We were on the Chicago Air America affiliate there. And did you see what Oprah said in her blog just now for this week? Oprah's blog, quote, "Well, I feel like I got baptized in vegan land today. Kathy Freston sent her chef, Tal Ronan, to help me and three friends at Harpo who are doing the 21-day cleanse. Wow, wow, wow. I never imagined meatless meals could be so satisfying. I had been focused on what I had to give up. Sugar, gluten, alcohol, meat, chicken, fish, eggs, cheese. Oprah, were you doing all of those? It's amazing you made it to Harpo Studios at all." Continuing her quote, "What's left, I thought, apparently a lot. I can honestly say every meal was a surprise and a delight, beginning with breakfast, which was strawberry rhubarb wheat-free crepes." So that from Oprah's blog. And by the way, Chef Tal Ronan started a nonprofit educational organization called Veg Advantage in 2004 to help food service operators incorporate vegan vegetarian cuisine. His signature dishes include key lime and avocado cream dessert parfait, Old Bay tofu cakes with vegan horseradish cream, and artichoke tortellini with saffron cream sauce, all vegan. He's worked with vegan restaurants such as Sublime in Fort Lauderdale and Candle 79 in New York City, Madeline Bistro in Tarzana. And in 2007, he assisted Chrissy Hind of the Pretenders opening her vegetarian restaurant in Akron, Ohio. Yes, Chrissy Hind, a vegan. And And they showed, you can see on YouTube or on Oprah's website, was it Oprah.com, her lunch, which was a millet and flax, crackers and hummus and a white bean soup. And they sat and they said, you know, thanks for this opportunity to reach a level of consciousness that allows us to become more aware of not only what we take into our bodies, but what we're putting out into the world. Thank the hummus, they all said there as they ate. And Oprah said, I never thought a lunch of hummus would make me this happy. Well, the secret, Oprah, is that it is the lunch that makes the whole world happy. Hummus, for example, a Middle Eastern vegan favorite. Oprah, that's the key to peace in the Middle East. I mean, perhaps with the help of a new philosophy, for example, and don't tell me water isn't an issue in Middle East peace. And with hummus, everyone can eat. Oprah, you and I, as vegans, only require 10,000 gallons of water to grow our food in a year. Last week, Oprah, when you were a meat eater, you were requiring 320,000 gallons of water. So, Oprah, now 32 of you as the vegan can be fed to one of you as the meat eater. So, Oprah, by going vegan and setting an example to the world, we can now end war, we can now stop global warming and deforestation, and we can save precious resources, we can end world hunger and energy crises and most disease. Now, Oprah, if everybody takes your example, that could be happening, and something happens when you go vegan. You know, certainly for Memorial Day weekend, let's think of those 10 billion land animals and 40 billion sea creatures killed for food this year in this country. All of those poor animals, and then the millions upon millions killed in laboratories to seek the diseases caused by eating the animals in the first place. I mean, wouldn't that be something, though, this vegan thing really takes hold with Oprah, and you know, one day, you know, you're out releasing mink from a fur farm, or you're rescuing beagles from Huntington Life Sciences, or monkeys from UCLA, and then suddenly, oh, the sirens and law enforcement and searchlights are on you, and you know, you pull off your, you know, your disguise, and the person next to you takes off her ski mask, and it's Oprah. Wouldn't that be something? You know, and I'm not just saying this because...
Oh, new one. I know you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
But, you know, I mean, just what can I tell you? Something comes over you, and next thing you know, you're rescuing animals. You're out trying to raise money for this program. And, you know, we do have to pay the radio stations, and you know, I'm always having a hard time raising money because vegans are so ethical they can't work at any jobs. You know, and most jobs exploit animals. And do we know any rich vegans? Any rich? Oprah is now vegan. Perhaps she'll make a contribution. Go to Oprah.com. Perhaps suggest that Oprah donate to this program. She can do it. Do it on your behalf. Also, you know, don't think I didn't email her and say I wanted to be a guest on this show, on her show, and I want her to be a guest on my show too. Or, you know, maybe if you know, you want to raise money for yourself and support this program, there is a job opportunity as reported in the Minneapolis St. Paul paper in preparation for the Republikan National Party's convention there. The FBI is soliciting informants to keep tabs on local protest groups, and police thought one Paul Carroll, not his real name, was a good candidate. He was just arrested. He was taken in for questioning regarding doing some, let's say, painting in the campus elevators. Anyway, so what he said is that, quote, in the newspaper, what he was saying, what they were looking for was an informant, someone to show up at vegan potlucks throughout the Twin Cities, rub shoulders with RNC protesters, schmooze into inner circles, and report back to the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force, a partnership among FBI federal agencies, local and state law enforcement. And why are they doing this? The primary mission, according to the Minneapolis Division's website, is to, quote, investigate terrorist acts carried out by groups or organizations which fall within the definition of terrorist groups as set forth in the current United States Attorney General guidelines, end quote. So Oprah. I don't think you know it, but you are now under investigation. That's the bad news. The good news is I will send you an official Go Vegan with Bob Linden face mask, okay? Ski mask. Coming up on today's program, we have Laura Beth Heisen, former L.A. Animal Services Commissioner. She was on last week. She'll finish her thoughts on why people are driven to be activists. Also, was Eight Bells the lucky one? From stable to table, the pipeline from racetrack to slaughter. That coming up with Ann Russick on today's program. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, supported by your tax-deductible donations. You can do so online at goveganradio.org. Oh, I promised Rosalie Carpenter I would play her song, I Became a Vegan. She called me. She said, Bob, I'm 86. Don't wait too long to play it. So here's Rosalie's song, I Became a Vegan.
I'm never gonna eat no meat no more. Count me out as a carnivore. Should have done this years before, but I didn't have a clue. Do you? What made me change my stupid ways? Two good friends from happier days. One had cancer, the other one a stroke. Both much too young to croak. So I became a vegan. V-E-G-A-N. Eating what nature gave us when human life began. No matter what your politics, church, or race, we all have in common a human face. And that means our bodies share the same needs. Food not produced by violent deeds. So close down the slaughterhouse, open up the cages, say goodbye to those dark ages. You want to help, but you don't know how. Kick the meat habit right now. Fields full of cows instead of grain. Starving people, where is our brain? It's a five-letter word that can save the world. Let's say it again and again. That's vegan. V-E-G-A-N. Vegan.
M-E-A-T-S-T-I-N-K-S. Meat sticks.
Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends, that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House, 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798. Is your omega-3 DHA a little fishy? If it is, you're depleting the oceans and you could expose yourself to mercury and other contaminants. You need Omega-Zen 3 from Nutru, one of the first to develop a vegan omega-3 DHA supplement. Nutru, N-U-T-R-U.com. The cutting-edge compassionate choice with products good for your heart and your mind like the Vegan Brain Pack. Vegan lycopene? Try Lyco-10-6. Also order from veganessentials.com. Nutru, N-U-T-R-U.com. V Dog Food, the original vegetarian dog food from England, now manufactured in the USA and a totally vegan product. V Dog is a high-protein, completely balanced dog food with all the essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals a dog needs to thrive. V Dog is now available in the Bay Area, in Whole Foods and Rainbow Markets, and online at v-dogfood.com. V-dogfood.com or call 888-280-8364. 888-280-8364. It's a cornucopia of vegan selections at Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York, with a delicious, nutritious menu that's 100% certified organic. Appetizers, salads, soups, entrees, burgers, sandwiches, wraps. See the menu at organicharvestcafe.com. Free delivery. Call 212-421-6444. Catering available. Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York. 212-421-6444. Organicharvestcafe.com. First you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veganaise. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide. worldwide. Eating raw doesn't mean doing without life's great pleasures, and the Everything Raw Company at EverythingRaw.com proves it with two delectable food bars that you'll think are decadent. Actually, the chewy raw dark chocolate 29% cacao is called Raw Decadence. Order it at EverythingRaw.com. Also try the Indigo Nights Bar, a creamy pistachio fudge bar that tastes like a brownie. Both are vegan, fair trade, 100% raw, organic, gluten-free, and delicious. Order at EverythingRaw.com. Call 434-293-6325. EverythingRaw.com. Get all of your vegan essentials from VeganEssentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins, and supplements. Clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets. 1,200 vegan items in stock at VeganEssentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. VeganEssentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at VeganEssentials.com. Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
And we continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, supported by your tax-deductible donations at GoVeganRadio.org. And please support the sponsors of this show. When you hear a commercial for a vegan and cruelty-free product, please buy it. If you heard last week's program, we had Laura Beth Heisen on, and she was a former commissioner with L.A. Animal Services, and we talked about the myriad of problems with L.A. Animal Services, and I suggest you go to the archive at GoVeganRadio.com. And we ran out of time, and Laura wanted to talk a bit about what she feels turns people into activists. And what are your thoughts on that, Laura?
Well, I should also point out that I've been a government servant for 20 years. So I have some views on what makes good government. But in Los Angeles, what turns animal people to activism is simple. LA Animal Services and city government shut people out. The animal people here are in the trenches. They're at the shelters. They're rescuing street dogs. They're looking after the feral cats. They care. They see a problem or they get an idea. And so it's natural. You go to LA Animal Services Management. I remember when I tried that. I heard, "That's a great idea, LB. That's brilliant. I'll do it." But nothing ever happened. I hear this time and again from people that they go to Ed Boakes, the general manager, and they hear platitudes, and they hear overblown statistics, but they don't see action, and they don't see improvement.
So much so now that I hear that there's a no-confidence petition being circulated on Ed Boakes?
I have heard that that is true. I understand it's going to be made available soon, that people who want to sign it can do so, and that there's a volunteer group. It's not mine, but I understand there's a volunteer group that is circulating it, and they're going to be making it available. I haven't heard yet to whom, but I understand that 200 employees have signed their version of it, and that they now have, I think it's just news, that they've got about 170 members of the public who have signed it. So that should be available sometime soon if people feel that way.
Okay, and I can update people on how they can get involved with that. You know, it's so upsetting to me in this day of foreclosures and people having to leave their homes. They're abandoning animals, and the shelters are swelling with those animals. So this is a time of crisis, and we really need an improvement in LA Animal Services.
Well, that's just one little example of one of the things that can be done. I don't see why they can't take the LA Animal Services website and turn it into something, not where they're endorsing any place to live, but turn it into something where they're showing that pet-friendly residences are available for rent, where you can bring your pets so you don't have to turn them into the shelter. And it wouldn't be endorsing them, but that's something the city could do to help to somehow make those places known, to make it easier for people to find such a place. Maybe why can't make it so that even the landlords can maybe even charge a few more dollars because they're getting somebody who's going to be so appreciative of a place where they can take their animals. You might have seen that story in the newspaper yesterday about a lady who now lives in a car with her three big dogs because she lost her house. But that's how she's keeping her dogs, and people need this information. The city could help make that available.
Laura Beth Heisen, you have so many ideas for what could be done, and you know, as we heard from you last week, there's so much inaction.
Well, here's what happens. So they go to the city, and they try to give ideas, or they try to offer help, and they hit the brick wall. And when you hit a brick wall, when you care about something, what do? Well, animal people are not willing to give up. So when city government makes itself unavailable the way it does, then these people turn to what is available, which is what they perceive as what's the next good idea is protests or the internet or the media. But then what happens is LA city government, first they ignore people until they become activists, and then they use this activist label to ignore them some more. Oh, don't talk to those crazy activists. But they sort of forget that even Antonio Villaraigosa used to be an activist.
Sure.
Do you remember civics class when we learned the American way? Mm-hmm. And they said, our elected officials will represent us, and they'll listen, and they'll hear, and then they'll make things right. Well, in LA Animal Services, people don't see that happening. And you have to ask yourself, I'm not talking about the people who break the law. I'm just talking about the people who get so frustrated that they don't know where else to turn, so they turn to activism. But you have to ask yourself, when you hear these people being so often condemned by government, who's right? On the one hand, you have the activists who spend their time volunteering, they care, they keep trying to offer their ideas and their own hard work. And on the other hand, you have elected officials and government managers who shun people, who allow high-paid managers to squander tax dollars and bust budgets for too little in return, who hear that their managers are lying but won't take the time to learn the truth, who slam their doors shut when the American system of government promises those doors will stay open.
So it leads us to protest, to take to the streets. Lately, there have been the home demonstrations that activists have done, too. But, you know, everybody I know who's an activist is a school teacher, a student, a nurse. They're normal people who seem to care.
They're very normal people. I have a friend who is quickly becoming one of those because of something she's gone through. She's a great volunteer. She's a 60-year-old grandmother who has a job. She's a professional. And, I mean, when you see the people who are doing this, I'm not one of them, but because I'm a former commissioner, I hear from these people all the time. And they're regular people who just want government to work the way government's supposed to work, who just want to be able to help where they know that their talents and their passions will be of service.
And in the case of the animals, it is a matter of life and death, so that's why people don't give up. They care about them so much. We're out of time. We've been talking to Laura Beth Heisen, and her website is Animal Match. It's Animal Match Rescue Team is her organization. So if you were to go to amrt.net, there's important information there, including animals who need to be adopted right away.
There's pictures and descriptions of animals at the animal shelters right now waiting for home.
Okay, so that's Animal Match Rescue Team, amrt.net. And thank you, Laura Beth Heisen, for making me understand myself a little better. I never understood why I was an activist. Now I don't have to pay the psychiatrist so much. You know? So,
thank you.
Okay, thanks for being with us.
All you're saying is give peace a chance. Can't have peace if you don't go vegan.
Yes, it is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And yes, we have to pay the radio stations to air this program, The Voice of Compassion for Animals. And you can help. Now, I know times might be a little rough financially with the economy as it is, and maybe you can't donate online at goveganradio.org, or you can't make out a check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475414, San Francisco 94147. But maybe you can ask, if you know a rich vegan or can think of a wealthy vegan who might donate on your behalf. Like Oprah. Oprah is vegan now, so she should donate to the first vegan radio show, shouldn't she? Suggest it to her at Oprah.com. I'd love to have her on my show and talk about her vegan experience, and I would like to be on her show too. You will be supporting a program that takes a look at a number of perspectives regarding animals, Sometimes you think one thing and the other seems true. For example, with eight bells in the Kentucky Derby, I'm kind of coming to the conclusion that maybe she was the lucky one. And you may come to that conclusion, too, after we talk to Ann Russick, who is our guest today. And Ann has been involved with the racing industry for over 35 years. And she works with the Society for Animal Protective Legislation, the Animal Welfare Institute, on legislation to help protect horses from slaughter. And she's worked with Bo Derek and is very involved with the issue. And welcome, Ann. I'm glad to have you today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay. And there's an HBO special actually running this month on HBO Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel. And you're involved with that. Tell us how you're involved.
Well, the HBO had approached me, or actually approached the Animal Welfare Institute, with an idea that they had, that they wanted to show the pipeline where how the racehorses go from the racetrack to slaughter, and because they felt that it was racing's dirty little secret, and I couldn't agree with them more. And so,
and maybe we should say that again. Horses go from horse racing to slaughter. I think that would shock a lot of people, just that statement alone.
Yes, and actually, even myself, even though, as you said, I've been in the industry for over 30 years, I really wasn't aware to what level it was until about 5 years ago when I first became aware of the American Horse Slaughter Prevention Act, at which time I realized that, a lot of thoroughbreds are going to slaughter. So HBO wanted to specifically document a horse that had raced fairly recently and then was being picked up, because these horses are actually picked up at the racetrack by what is referred to as kill buyers. And these are people that come onto the track with their trailer. They make arrangements with the trainers for which horses they want to get rid of. They pick these horses up at the racetrack. They then transport them to the closest auction where it's known that kill buyers come to collectively buy groups of horses. And then these horses are then transported either to Canada for slaughter or to Mexico.
And they're being slaughtered for what reason?
For human consumption abroad. It's a market-driven industry.
So the racing, a horse could be racing today and in a few days be on somebody's dinner plate in Europe?
Absolutely. In fact, on the in the HBO documentary, there's an interview with a young lady, and she says, there's actually a quote by the kill buyers, and it's called "Stable to Table in 7 days."
That's kind of repulsive, actually.
Very much so.
Yeah. So the HBO special, that's How Luck and a Village Saved the Sugar Creek Six.
No. That story, that was actually a story that the HBO, when they wanted to do this, we had it all lined up, and we went to Mountaineer Park, and because of a technical difficulty with one of the cameras, the shoot didn't go through. And so
Mountaineer Park was an auction then? You had technical problems, and you were going to video an auction, a horse auction
exactly,
there? Okay.
Exactly. And there was problems, and so the documentary was basically, it was a no-go. And so those horses, since they weren't going to be in the documentary,
I went ahead and said, well, you know, I'm going to save these horses because there's no reason for them to go to slaughter if they're not even going to, you know, be used for the purpose of the show. And at that point, I called a very good friend of mine, Gail Vacca, who's very involved with the issue, and she was able through, there's a website called Friends of Barbaro, and she went onto the website and she put it out there that I was at Sugar Creek Auction and that we had the potential of saving some thoroughbreds from off the track, but we had no funds. And within a very short time frame, the funds were raised and we were able to purchase six of those thoroughbreds and transport them to safety.
Okay. Then what is on HBO Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel? What would people see there?
Okay, there they see the real thing. So then the following week we went back up, and this time everything worked. And so what happened was we were at the stable area of Mountaineer Park, and we saw the meat man come in. His name is Dick Rudabaugh, and he came in with his truck and trailer. And a trainer brought a horse out called No Day Off. We found this out later. And they proceed to, she did not want to get on the trailer. It was as if she knew that trailer was evil. And they proceeded to beat her physically with whip. She did not want to go on the trailer. They finally ended up backing her onto the trailer, which for anybody who in your audience who has horses knows that's the most inappropriate way to get an animal onto a trailer. And they physically forced her onto the trailer. And then the next day, she was delivered to Sugar Creek Livestock Auction in Sugar Creek, Ohio, which is an auction that's known for collecting, bringing horses there to be sold to kill buyers. And she was, the treatment there is absolutely despicable. It is horrendous by anybody's standards.
And then the horses are...
She was there for the entire day and went through multiple indignities and you know, people slapping her and beating her for basically, as they do all the horses, for just being there. And then she was went through the ring, and she was purchased by a known kill buyer, Fred Bauer, and she was loaded onto a trailer, a very crowded trip, packed onto a trailer, I should say, and she was shipped to Canada for slaughter.
And the horses aren't treated well in transportation anyway. They're probably deprived of food and water, and must be a terrifying journey for them.
Absolutely, and there are regulations that are supposed to protect them from that treatment, but they're absolutely unenforced. I mean, they're never enforced.
So now we had slaughterhouses, in Texas? And was it Texas and Illinois? And then they were banned, and so we thought we did very good for the horses, and now they're off to Canada and Mexico. What can we do legislatively? Where do we stand? How can people get involved and stop this stable-to-table of horses? I see it says, at the current rate of 80 cents per pound, meat buyers can make as much as $1,920 on a 2,400-pound horse. And with overbreeding, it says quarter horses bred for ranch work and show and thoroughbreds are the most slaughtered. And how do we save them?
Well, that's a lot of questions. the main way to save them is absolutely, we have got to pass the American Horse Slaughter Prevention Act. The bill, when it was originally proposed, it's a two-phase bill. In other words, the first part of the bill would stop the slaughter of American horses for human consumption in the United States. And the second part of the bill was very specific. It would ban the transport of these horses across our borders for slaughter for human consumption. When I first started lobbying for this bill, my congressman, Bob Goodlett, was a huge roadblock. He was, at the time, chairman of the Agriculture Committee, and he refused to let the bill out of committee for a vote. And I don't know, I wasn't very aware of politics when I first started this, but I sure am now. And it is amazing what that is when a bill is hung up in committee. And so what happened was he told me and others that it was a state's issue, and he didn't believe it was deserving of federal legislation. So then, over the course of the next 2 years, systematically, the supporters of the bill were able to get the people in the state of Illinois and the state of Texas to go through their legislative process and ban horse slaughter in those states. which is exactly what you said, that eliminated horse slaughter in the United States. At that point, we thought, okay, now the bill's a slam dunk. We've done what you asked. It's no longer a state's issue. There are no horse slaughtering plants in the United States for human consumption, nor do any states, any citizens in the state, any other states want to open one. And then, you know, Washington threw us the curveball, and they said, well, you know, it's fine, but we're still not going to pass your bill. The way it stands now, it has over 200 congressional supporters in the House, and it has 39 senatorial supporters. The problem, what people in California could do is contact Nancy Pelosi and ask her to use her power to have this bill moved out of committee in the South. In the House, it has the votes, but if it doesn't get out of committee,
no. And why hasn't she done so yet?
That's a $64 million question. Why hasn't she done so? She supports the bill. You get all kinds of answers, but the worst answer that I get for why it hasn't happened is that politicians tell supporters of the bill that they're afraid to vote on the horse slaughter bill because they're afraid that their constituents will then be angry with them for not voting on more important issues. And that, to me, is the weakest excuse for not voting on a bill that has overwhelming support by the American public and people, overwhelming support within people within the equine industry, than I can even tell you. My best answer is that they, in other words, that's to say that they're afraid to do anything because of a constituent backlash.
Well, that's the story of our corrupticians all the time. So we're just about out of time, but in just about a minute left, you were involved with breeding of horses, and now you've decided you're not going to be involved anymore.
Absolutely not. I will never breed another horse. That is part of the problem. You know, the American Quarter Horse Association breeds 145,000 quarter horses a year. The thoroughbred industry breeds about 40,000. And ironically, the American Quarter Horse Association, the leadership of the American Quarter Horse Association, is against the American Horse Slaughter Prevention Act, which is so incredibly, you know, you wonder, the reason they are against the bill is because they promote overbreeding so much. They need slaughter as a means of disposal for all these excessive animals that they are breeding every year.
How many animals do you think are being slaughtered annually? How many horses now?
Oh, probably close to 100,000 a year.
Unbelievable. Okay, we're just about out of time. Can you direct anyone to a website or any way of acting on behalf of the horses?
Actually, I mean, the website would be to go to the animal, I guess you would Google it, the Animal Welfare Institute is probably one of the best sources of information, keeps you up to date legislatively, tells you the easiest way to contact your congressmen and your senators, it gives you lots of video footage, it's a library of information.
Okay, and your suggestion is contact Nancy Pelosi to get this moving.
Harry Reid in the Senate.
Okay.
You know, those are the two that have the power to get this bill, you know, onto the floor and have a vote. Up or down vote. I mean, it's already been debated for 4 years. It has never not had majority support in the House and the Senate ever since it's been introduced. It just gets constantly hung up in committee.
Okay. And that's the American Horse Slaughter Protection Act?
Prevention Act, yes.
Prevention Act.
It's bill number 503, and in the Senate, it's bill number 311.
Okay, so let's get active on that. And thanks, Ann Russick, for being our guest today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Thank you very much.
KFC, that's Kentucky Fried Chicken. I don't want sick food served to me.
First, you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veggianaise. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide. Eating raw doesn't mean doing without life's great pleasures, and the Everything Raw Company at EverythingRaw.com proves it with two delectable food bars that you'll think are decadent. Actually, the chewy, raw, dark chocolate, 29% cacao is called Raw Decadence. Order it at EverythingRaw.com. Also try the Indigo Nights Bar, a creamy pistachio fudge bar that tastes like a brownie. Both are vegan, fair trade, 100% raw, organic, gluten-free, and delicious. Order at EverythingRaw.com. Call 434-293-6325. EverythingRaw.com. Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com. Explore the world of rice at Lotus Foods. Perfect rice starts with the perfect rice cooker from lotusfoods.com. 100% stainless steel. No aluminum or Teflon like other rice cookers. Order at lotusfoods.com. Lotus Foods, bringing you exotic heirloom organic rice from small family farms around the world. Try new organic jade pearl rice, bamboo infused for flavor and nutrition. Also new, organic forbidden rice, the same heirloom grain grown exclusively for Chinese emperors. Available at Whole Foods, Safeway, and natural food stores around America. From Lotus Foods, also, purchase a rice sampler gift box at lotusfoods.com, along with the perfect rice cooker from Lotus Foods.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and I want you to come on down to my favorite restaurant in the whole world, Sublime. Acclaimed by food critics, Sublime offers world vegan cuisine, and 100% of Sublime's profits benefit animal welfare. It's located in the heart of Fort Lauderdale. Hope to see you there. For reservations, call 954-539-9000 or visit sublimerestaurant.com.
Don't have a cow? That's mad. Be glad. Have a Sunshine Burger, the original great-tasting organic vegan veggie burger. High protein, wheat-free, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free since 1983. Pure and simple ingredients, organic ground raw sunflower seeds, farm-fresh produce and grains, sea salt, oven-baked, heat and serve. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section. Four varieties, original, Southwest, barbecue, and garden herb. Sunshine Burger. Visit sunshineburger.com. Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com.
Are number one at number two. Meat makes you constipated.
And by the way, my interview with Supreme Master TV is playing this weekend. You can see it on the satellite network, Supreme Master TV satellite network, translated into 15 languages. It's also on the website, suprememastertv.com, and the program is called Vegetarian Elite. So that's on this weekend also. And this weekend seems to be the start of the barbecue season, so please don't, because when you barbecue flesh, it forms heterocyclic amines, HCAs, which are carcinogenic and especially bad when you're grilling chicken. So please don't do that. Support this program by buying the bumper sticker at the website, goveganradio.com. Buy the bumper sticker, "Eat Republicans, Not Animals." Now, I know a lot of people will be tuning in. They just learned the word vegan from Oprah. They're Googling, and they're on the show, and they're going to say, "Eat Republicans, not animals." Republicans wouldn't be vegan. Well, if you don't have a brain or a heart, go ahead. masticate. Eat Republicans, not animals. You can buy the sticker at the website, goveganradio.com. Can you imagine the uses for stationery at the notorious Dungeon of Death in New Jersey, known as Huntington Life Sciences? What notes would be written on the little, the little post-its, hanging there on the walls and, bought at Staples with the pens, written with the pens bought at Staples. You can just see the to-do list, order 100 beagle puppies to pour pesticides down their throat, or need new bunny rabbit restraining devices so we can smear oven cleaner in their eyes. Please ask Staples to stop doing business with animal torturers, Huntington Life Sciences. You can email Staples CEO. It's Ron Sargent. Ron.Sargent, S-A-R-G-E-N-T, at Staples.com. Okay, please. And now word that Health Invest Partners in Sweden has bought 171,000 shares of Huntington Life Sciences. So you may protest by using the email info@healthinvest.se, as in Sweden. Just this past week, somebody in Sweden ordered my bumper sticker, Eat Republicans, Not Animals. So we know we have activists in Sweden, so get active. And attention, by the way, racehorse eaters in Europe and Japan, we talked about eating racehorses earlier in the show, they are drugged, and the drugs say not for use with animals to be consumed by humans. And, you're eating the drugged horses just days after they were on the racetrack. So, duh. Okay, it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Support the show with a donation at goveganradio.org.
No meat for me. My tummy isn't a graveyard.
One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight, and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997. Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. Farmfreshtoyou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at farmfreshtoyou.com. Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips, or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan. Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. Farmfreshtoyou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at farmfreshtoyou.com. You may not have had this thought before, but you, my friend, are herbivore. Not meant to dine on flesh and gore. Instead, let's eat at Herbivore. 100% vegan, that's for sure. Delicious, nutritious Herbivore. Breakfast daily, 9 to 2. Pancakes, French toast, crepes, a scramble, or burrito for you. Salads, wraps, sandwiches, soup du jour at friendly and fun-filled Herbivore. Fill up on falafel, lasagna, lunch, dinner, entrees galore. Delicious desserts, a fine wine will pour. Looking forward to seeing you at Herbivore.
Three burial locations in San Francisco at 983 Valencia and 531 Divisadero, and in Berkeley at 2451 Shattuck. Visit herbivorerestaurant.com for directions, phone numbers, and hours. Open 9 a.m. daily and late on weekends. featuring about 200 menu items. See them at herbivorerestaurant.com. It's a fun place to hang out. Bring your friends. It's great being an herbivore. It's great eating at Herbivore.
Please make donations to this show to help make it a better world. Click donate at goveganradio.com.
Well, the USDA, or Us Dead Animals, has ruled no foul for a research lab boiling a monkey to death. Cairo reports, quote, "It's official, scalding a lab monkey to death in a hot water rack washer doesn't violate any federal animal welfare laws," end quote. Everett Pharmaceutical Testing Facility, SNBL, is off the hook because it promises to institute new procedures. But Cairo reports on ongoing USDA investigations with SNBL actually racking up 133 violations of the Animal Welfare Act. SNBL, sinister, nauseating, brutal labs, repeatedly found not protecting primates from injury or providing adequate veterinary care. How about some good news? Well, the most serene republic of San Marino. Have you heard of it? It's a country in the landlocked mountains, completely surrounded by Italy. It's a European microstate, actually a United Nations member, a member of the Council of Europe, claims to be the oldest constitutional republic in the known world. And remember when we were a constitutional republic? I get so nostalgic. Anyway, San Marino was founded in the year 301. Its constitution dates back to 1600 and is the oldest written constitution still in effect. And so it's a place where you might find advanced civilization, huh? Well, that's true because the Republic of San Marino has just banned vivisection. Yes, an entire nation has just banned animal experimentation. It's the first nation to abolish animal experimentation ever. It is now forbidden by law to experiment on animals in the Republic of San Marino. Count me in as a citizen. And what did Oprah say was her reason to go vegan? I quote Oprah, "How can you say you're trying to spiritually evolve without even a thought about what happens to the animals whose lives are sacrificed in the name of gluttony?" Hey, be like Oprah. Go vegan. For archives and podcasts, visit goveganradio.com.